This week's Parshas, Parshas Vayishlach. Parsha begins with Yaakov preparing for his confrontation with his brother Esav after all these years. And as you read the text, you see this. He's got concern. He's very nervous about this. He sends gifts, and then he hears that his brother's coming with a large group of 400 men. And so he splits up his camp to two so that he's ready for war. And then he prays. He davens and he asks Hashem to save him from his brother, from Esav. What's interesting is that as you read through the parasha, you'll notice a lot of times that Yaakov refers to Esav as his brother, Esav Achiv. And at other times, he's Esav or he's Achi. It kind of like goes back and forth. And so it's really this, it creates a certain ambiguity that, what is it? Is it his brother? Is it Esav? And which one is it going to be? And this whole story is so odd. Like, what's going on here? You know, he had to run away because Esav was planning on killing him, which again, it seems that he was there with living in the house with his parents and Esav was around. What changed or why, clearly wasn't going to do it right away. So now all these years later, there's this confrontation, but you have this back and forth between these two brothers. And so, there's a medrash, very interesting medrash, which really, on the surface, it kind of reflects or kind of gives us the sense of this a certain struggle that we have with the whole Yaakov relationship with Esav and the blessings. But I think there's something much deeper there. So first, on the surface, the medrash goes something like this, that it comes to the time where Yaakov thinks that he's going to marry Rachel, Rachel, and Lavan does the switch, and it's Leah instead. The Medrash says that, and the Torah tells us that in the morning he woke up, and there's Leah. So that the whole night, he was under the impression that it was Rachel. And so the Medrash says that Yaakov says to Leah, says, how could you trick me like this? The whole night you were saying, you played as if you were Rachel. When I said, Rachel, my dear, and you said, yes, you answered as if you're Rachel. How could you do something like that? So Leah says to her, Leah says to Yaakov, I learned from the best. When your father said, Esav, is that you, Esav, my son? And you said, yes, it's me, Esav. So I learned from you. Like, who are you to question someone who's pretending to be someone else when you are the one who did it first and you stole the blessings from your brother? So that's the medrash on the surface is just showing that Yaakov is complicated. This is a very complicated story. But what the medrash on a deeper level is telling us that you have two people, and actually there are two sets of twins here because Yaakov and Esav are twins, and Leah and Rachel are also twins. And that from the beginning, it was said that Esav would marry Leah and Yaakov would marry Rachel, Rachel. And so what ends up happening here, the Medrash is saying something much deeper, that it's not just that Yaakov stepped up and took the position of Esav, but that Leah herself also switched positions with her sister and took a position that was meant for someone else. And so you start to see that there's all this like back and forth and complicated relationships. This one's standing in for that one and switching and back and forth. But in the end, we have to reflect back on the dream that that Rivka had at the beginning before the sons were born. And that is that there are going to be these two nations and they're going to play off of each other throughout history. And that one, when one is up, one is down, and vice versa. But that there's going to be this that they're both vying or trading off places on a constant basis, but at the same time also there's a need to have both of these forces. Not one negates the other, but rather one will be above the other, but there'll constantly be a relationship of the two. And we see later on in history, Rebbe and Antoninus, who are the offspring, the progenitors of Yaakov and Esav, are going to be very close. Rome and Yisrael are going to be intertwined, and you play, roles together in building society and humanity throughout the ages. And so today we would say Esav represents the West and that philosophy. And so we see this idea that it's never negated, but rather running parallel. And so the idea of Esav and Yaakov and this back and forth and swapping places and things of that is really the nature of what Rivka had in that dream before they're born. This idea of back and forth, the idea that Leah takes Rachel's place and, she says, "Who are you to accuse me? You're also swapping places," and all this type of trickery and back and forth. But I think what's happening here, and in the parsha, we see this idea of Esav and brother, back and forth, and this complexity to the relationship and the ambiguity in the relationship is because it's meant to be open-ended, because it's going to be the precursor. This is really a foreshadow for history of these relationships that are going to be very complex. But what's being laid out by Yaakov in the process, he's creating an opportunity for this to be pushed into history so that history will be able to go and develop. So you'll have the Esav development, Edom, and etc., and Yaakov, Yisrael, and that they'll go off into history and there'll be a long history. But the idea of that will be the need for them to go back and forth in order to be able to develop humanity to its greatest. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos.